Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
You're listening to Live ASMR with Marie Toastland and Sophie Mallet. ASMR stands for Autosensory Meridian Response. The response is a pleasurable tingling sensation on and around the scalp caused by certain triggers. These triggers can be visual, like watching someone concentrate on a task, experiential, like having your tower read, and often auditory, like whispering. More often than not, ASMR has a strong connection to intimacy, but it's worth pointing out that pleasant and intimate does not equate to sexual. If you have ASMR, this will all sound familiar. If you don't, you may only know of ASMR through its strong community made up of millions of YouTube users. They attract attention because their videos seem sexual, if viewed through the male gaze. And if you don't yet know of these, then let me explain. They're mostly young female artists staring earnestly into the camera as they gently caress microphones and domestic objects. For your best chance to experience ASMR, listen with headphones. It's a binaural experience that should be as close to you as possible. We'll start in just under 3 minutes, so you still have a chance to grab a pair if you haven't already. If you don't have headphones, you can still enjoy the next hour, but it's going to be quiet, so turn up and stay close. In the next hour, you'll be listening to a sound work using many ASMR triggers: mouth sounds, tapping, scraping, whispering, ear massage, and more. We'll be mixing our intimacy together with specially made drones and samples from our favourite ASMR artists for your pleasure, ASMR or otherwise.
can be done by eye gazing. So I want you to look deep into my eyes, and I will look back at yours. And I'm standing here in front of you, open heart, as genuine as I can go, and ask you to show no judgment, and I will do the same to you. Sensitivity, as well as can possibly release some hidden emotions that are stuck inside of you. So a lot of people might start crying or laughing, and that's perfectly fine. It just depends on their inner state. Okay, and we're going to start by just looking deep inside our eyes. Try and read what type of a person is in front of you. Think what could be happening in their life. What kind of emotions are they experiencing? Just how different are they from me? They probably are not different at all.
It's very, very sweet. It makes the roof of my mouth. Sweet.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.